Welcome to day 202. We are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, and today we're returning to an old friend of ours, the topic of Meduma. That's when Truma gets mixed in with Chulin. The truth is, the case that we're going to deal with today is when we're not sure if Truma got mixed in with Chulin. So how do we deal with that uncertainty? Says Mishnah Hey, Shtei Kupos. Imagine you have two boxes, each is filled with produce. Achas shel Truma, v'achas shel Chulin. One is filled with Truma produce, and the other one is filled with Chulin produce. Shenafla sa'ah Truma latoch achas mehen. And Truma fell into one of them. The problem is, you're not sure which one it fell into. So now you have a potential problem here, because if it fell into the Truma one, so that's fine, that was already Truma. But if it fell into the Chulin one, we're going to assume that there isn't enough Chulin to mevatel, to nullify the Truma, meaning there isn't a 100-to-1 ratio. If there was a 100-to-1 ratio, so then it really wouldn't matter anyway. If it fell into the Truma, then it's already Truma. If it fell into the Chulin would just nullify the Truma. So we're assuming that no, there isn't enough Chulin to mevatel the Truma. There's fewer than 100-to-1. The ratio is smaller than that. And therefore, if it fell into the Chulin, you'd have a major problem. The entire Chulin box would have to be treated like Truma. The problem is, again, you're not sure which it fell into. So says the Mishnah, Harei Ani Omer, I can say, Latoch Shel Truma Nafla. I can assume that it fell into the one of Truma. That's a very big leniency, meaning we can assume that the Truma one continues to be treated like Truma, and the Chulin one continues to be treated like Chulin, and a non-Kohen can eat it. That's a pretty great leniency, that we can just assume that Truma fell into the Truma. By the way, it's such a great leniency that some assume, well, we must be talking about Truma Midi Rabbanon here. I can't be talking about Truma Midi Araisa, because we wouldn't have that leniency. We're not assuming like that. We're assuming, the way we explain it is really, we're talking about any Truma in general, but it's such a great leniency that some say that it's only the Rabbanon, just to highlight how great that kula is. Continues the Mishnah, if you're not sure which of the boxes, you know one of the boxes is Truma, and you know one of the boxes is Chulin, and the Truma fell into one of them. You're not sure which one. So you have two doubts here. You're not sure which it fell into, and you're not sure which is Truma and which is Chulin. Says the Mishnah, if you started eating from one of those boxes, putter, you are exempt. Meaning to say that you can assume that it fell into the Truma, and you can assume that the one that you ate from must have been the Chulin. That's two very large assumptions. The Hashnia, and then you have to treat the other one, meaning the one that you ate from, you have to assume is the Chulin one. But then, the Hashnia, Noeg Baka Truma, but then, in order to be consistent, you have to treat the second one as if it's really Truma with all the halachos. But, the Chayev is Bechala. But it would still be Chayev in Chala. If you needed it into dough, then it would be Chayev in the mitzvah to remove a little bit of Chala. Even though Truma doesn't usually have the mitzvah of Chala, it's exempt from Chala. So really, and we're going to say Divri Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir says that that second one has to be treated with the stringencies of both. You have to treat it like Truma, because again, when you ate from the first one, you assume that's Chulin, so the second one you have to treat like Truma, but you also have to treat it as if maybe it's really not Truma, maybe it's really Chulin, and if so, you'd have to separate Truma. So you have the stringencies of both on that second box. But Rabbi Yossi Poter, Rabbi Yossi says, no, once you're treating it like Truma, if you can assume the first one is Chulin, then just assume the second one is Truma, meaning that creates a new halachic reality. You don't have to hedge for the second one that maybe it's Truma, maybe it's Chulin. No, you can absolutely assume that the second one really is Truma, and therefore it would not have the mitzvah of Chala. You treat it like Truma, but you're exempt from Chala. Achal Acher Es Hashnia. Now, if someone then came about to the second box, remember, someone ate from the first box, we assume that was Chulin, and now we're treating the second one like Truma. If someone then ate from the second one, Pater, that person is also exempt, because for that one, we can say, okay, you can also assume that the one you ate from is Chulin, meaning in each case, you can say, well, there's a chance that it was Chulin, and therefore you can be lenient. But there's an exception. Achal Echad Eshteim, if one person ate from both, then it's impossible to say each one was Chulin, because you know that the person certainly ate Truma at that point. Then, Meshalan Kikatana Shebeshteim, then you have to pay back the Truma that you ate, but we can assume that you can pay back the smaller amount. Meaning, let's say one of the boxes had 80 of Truma and the other box had 90 of Truma. So then you can pay back according to the smaller of the two. Meaning, you can assume that the Truma fell into the smaller one, and therefore you have to pay back less than the larger ones. That's another kula. Meaning, just this mission is filled with kulos. And even when we're back to a corner and we say the person must have eaten Truma because you ate from both boxes, still you can assume that you ate from the smaller one, and therefore you have to pay back the smaller amount. That is Mishnah Hey. Says Mishnah Vav, a very similar case. We're going to see the same shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi replicated in this case. They're both quite consistent. Nafla achas mehem lesocha chulin. So imagine now you have these two boxes. One is Truma and one is Chulin. A part of one of them fell into another batch of Chulin. we're not sure which one. Maybe the truma fell in, or maybe the chulin fell in. We're not sure which one. Then, eina mid ma'atan. We do not assume that there's an illicit mixture here. We assume that it must have fallen into the, we assume that it was the chulin that must have fallen into the chulin, and therefore there isn't an illicit mixture, and you can treat that, the one that it fell into, as totally chulin. V'hashnia, but then the second box, noeg baka truma, meaning if we're saying that if you have, here's the case again, you have a truma box and you have a chulin box and it fell into other chulin. We can assume that it was the chulin, and you're not sure which one fell into the chulin. We can assume that it was the chulin that fell into the chulin, and therefore it doesn't ruin that mixture. But if that's true, then we have to assume that the second box really is truma. So we treat it with all the halachos of truma, but chayavas b'chala. But since there's still a possibility that it really is, the other one's also chulin, you treat it with all of the chumras, all of the stringencies of both. You treat it like truma, but you also separate challah just in case it's chulin. So now we know at this point whose opinion that is. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you have to hedge. But Rabbi Yossi Poter, again, Rabbi Yossi is consistent. He says, no, once we assume that the chulin fell into the chulin, then we can assume that the second one really is truma, and therefore it is pater in challah as well. But naflu shteim lemakum echad, if both of them fell into one thing of chulin, now you know for sure there's truma mixed in with the chulin, because both of the boxes fell into chulin, then midmos, it does become a duma, or at least it has the potential to become a duma. But we measure it by the smaller of the two. Meaning to say that imagine you have these two boxes, each one is produce, one is truma, one is chulin, and both of them fall into the chulin. We can assume, again, we don't know which box has truma and we don't know which box is chulin. But we can assume that one of the boxes, let's say, has 10 sa'a of produce and the other box has 11 sa'a of produce. And the chulin that it fell into has 1,000 sa'a of chulin. So the halacha is that we can measure it like the smaller of the numbers. Again, we don't know which of them is truma and which of them is chulin, but we can assume that the smaller one was the truma one, meaning the one with 10. And at that point, there is a 10 to the 1 to 100 ratio, the 10 to 1,000, there would be enough to make it meduma. Meaning you don't have to assume, if we assumed it was the larger of the two, then the 11 to 1,000 wouldn't be enough and the entire thing would become meduma. The entire thing would become usser. But we're allowed to measure it by the smaller of the two. Again, we don't know which one is truma. We can assume it was the smaller of the two, at that point we would hopefully get out of meduma. But if even the smaller one doesn't pass the threshold of 100 to 1, meaning if it would still not have that ratio, then the entire thing would become meduma. I hope that's clear. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue with Mishnah Zion tomorrow.